Forget it. Saints, my name is Matthew Nichols. I'm actually a recent graduate of the full-time training in Anaheim, if you couldn't tell because of the jacket. I love this jacket, praise the Lord. You know, we've had a great week so far, don't you agree?
Amen.
Can I get a strong amen?
Amen.
And, you know, I wanted to continue in an atmosphere of prayer. Our brother last night had a very weighty burden. But I want to remind you that actually the evening line and all the truth that we're getting throughout the day are actually fueled.
Amen.
Are actually fueled by our strong morning time with the Lord.
Amen.
And so I pray that we could maintain this atmosphere of prayer.
Amen.
In the meeting. Have a praying spirit.
Amen.
Have a praying spirit for the morning time, that your morning time would be upgraded as well, right?
Amen.
We pray that every facet of our Christian life in this training would be upgraded.
Amen.
And so today we'll be talking about, if you could all turn to your the morning time section of your booklet. We'll be talking about the purpose and practice of having a morning time with the Lord. And why don't we read that subtitle all together?
Amen.
The importance of having a with the Lord
in the morning.
Amen. How about one more time? Exercise spirit.
Amen.
The importance of having a
time with the Lord in the morning.
Amen. So, if you aren't impressed with anything this morning, be impressed with this title. It's very important that we have a morning time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Very important. And I hope that after this meeting, you will recognize that. You will recognize that. And so, there are two things I'd like to cover today. The first thing I'd like to cover is the matter of developing a habit of having a morning time with the Lord. This is crucial. Like I said, I just recently graduated from the FTTA, and coming out of the FTTA, you know, even a week later, you find that, you know, people might have a certain expectation of how you conduct your morning time, right? They may think, oh, Matt, you have a great method. Teach me your wonderful method. Teach me your way. You know, like they're looking for the way, right? I'm here to tell you that even after the full-time training, I don't want to, you know, depreciate the value of the full-time training, but even, you know, we're human.
Right.
Even after the full-time training in Anaheim, you're gonna find that you fail. You fail. You know, one day this week, I think I woke up at 9 a.m. and a brother called me. You know, he kind of kept me accountable. He's like, brother, the training's wearing off already. I was like, Lord Jesus. No, that's not it. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. And so that's what I hope I can impress you with this morning. Maybe we can begin by reading the second verse that's listed here in the gray area all together. Let's read the verse reference, and then let's read the verse together. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Our God is faithful. We are not faithful. But praise the Lord, his mercies are new every morning. And I wanted to reiterate too what our brothers have been reminding us for each morning time, is that when we come to the Lord in the morning, we are coming to a person, right? That's the heading for this this line of the training is personal, right? Personal means person.
Amen.
We are coming to a person this morning,
right.
And so. This person has a feeling.
Yeah.
This person has a feeling. You know, if I were to come to Timothy in the front here hey, why don't we get together, Timothy? I'm sure you know people like, I don't want to categorize people, but, you know, you call, hey, Timothy, why don't we get together? Why don't we hang out, you know? And Timothy would be, yeah, I'd love to hang out. Well, how about 3 p.m. tomorrow? And I'm like, sure, I'll be there. And then Timothy, right? Timothy's earnestly expecting and hoping that I'll be there, 3 p.m. in the cafeteria. And then, Matt, where are you? An hour goes by, 2 hours go by. Then he calls me later, Matt, where were you? Matt, where were you? I was expecting you. You know, this is the feeling our Lord has.
Amen.
Right? This is the feeling our Lord has. When we don't come to Him in the morning at a set time, He has a feeling about it.
Yeah.
He has a feeling about it. This isn't to condemn you. This isn't to make you feel bad. But He has a feeling about it. So it's good to be reminded that we are coming to a person each and every morning.
Amen.
Each and every morning. And so, I wanted to go over, kind of overview this section a little bit, as far as developing a habit. And the best place to see those who develop the habit of coming to the Lord in the morning is actually the Bible. It's actually the Bible. We have a number of wonderful examples of people. If you look in the morning section, how about we read, starting with Abraham, each individual who had a quality morning time with the Lord. How about we begin with Abraham? Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Hannah, Samuel, David, Mary, the apostles. Sorry, Mark is... I did that too. I said Mark. Amen. Praise the Lord. These are wonderful, wonderful patterns for us.
Amen.
Wonderful patterns for us. And one that I really appreciated was in John 21. John 21. How about we read that verse all together? Now, on the first day of the week, Mary the Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was yet dark and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. Once again, it's the person. It's the person. Mary, if you know this account to some extent, Mary was a lover of the Lord. Mary was a lover of the Lord. You know, read the entirety of the chapter, you'll see that Mary came to the tomb grieving. Mary came to the tomb, and when she saw that the stone had been taken away, and saw that the Lord had been taken from the tomb, or had, you know, wasn't there, she had a feeling about it. She was grieved. You know, Peter and John, you know, Peter came to the tomb, and Peter saw that the cloth had been neatly folded, placed back where the Lord had been, and realized the facts. Wow, the Lord has resurrected. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? But Mary didn't care. Mary didn't care about the facts, right? Mary wanted her dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Mary cared for the person.
Amen.
And so when she didn't see Him, she had a feeling about it. She had a feeling about it. This should be our feeling.
Amen.
This should be the feeling that we have.
Amen.
And so our motivation for our morning time is a person, and is our love for this person.
Yeah.
We have a love motivated morning revival. This should be our hope. This should be what we aspire to throughout this training. That we're not coming to our morning revival time dutifully, right? To be I'm a good trainee, you know, to fulfill an obligation, right? Even to come to our morning time to make the Lord happy. Matt, what are you talking about? We have to make the Lord happy, right? We want to make Him happy. How many of you went to the National College Training in 2015? There was one verse that I recall that had really, it just defined my training experience. Maybe a few of you remembered it. We actually used it as a prayer reading verse for our evening time on Monday, or Sunday. It was Psalm 110 verse 3, right? Is anyone able to recite that? Amen. Day of their warfare, in the splendor of their consecration, your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. So I've showed you a little bit about the importance of kind of coming to the Lord early in the morning. And now I want to motivate you. And I pray this will be implemented into your practice of morning revival this morning. That verse is wonderful. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. This is great. This is wonderful. We found that this actually means that our morning revival time is not just for ourselves, but it is for the Lord.
Amen.
It is to satisfy the Lord. But I hope in this time, in this training, we'll see that we want to satisfy the Lord, but sometimes, maybe 2 years later after that train, or 3 years later, right? 3 years later? 2 years later. No, we're 2 years later. Okay, whatever. You'll find that I can't make the Lord happy. Every time I come to my morning revival time, I just can't seem to make the Lord happy. The Lord doesn't seem happy with me, right? That's because, actually, a big part of your morning revival time is for you to be satisfied. Could we read Psalm 90:14 together too? Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may give a ringing shout and rejoice all our days. Repeat those first two words again. Satisfy us. So there's a progression in the Psalms, right? They go higher and higher and higher. By the time we get to 110, we're satisfying the Lord. But in chapter 90, verse 19, 14, we have to be satisfied. We have to be satisfied. And keep in mind, this is all motivated by our love for the Lord. Right? We come to the Lord because we love Him. We are His people. But then we have to let the Lord know, I need satisfaction. I need you to come in, right? The Samaritan woman had all these problems, right? Right, Brother Tom? Had all these problems with the world and self and sin because she wasn't satisfied. She wasn't satisfied. Saints, if you're not satisfied this morning, I pray that in your morning revival time, you would cry out to the Lord. Lord, I need to be satisfied. You need to give me a drink. And in that way, we can be to the Lord as the dew from the womb of the dawn.
Amen.
Don't be too spiritual. Don't think, oh, I'm going to satisfy. If you don't have a supply, you can't satisfy the Lord. I'm sorry. You can't do it. How many people are going out on the gospel today? You need a supply.
Amen.
You need to be satisfied.
Amen.
And that way, you can satisfy the Lord.
Right. Amen.
And not only that, but you can supply others.
Yeah.
Right? In Proverbs it says, he who waters will also be watered.
Amen.
Right? So there's a mutual watering taking place.
Amen.
And you have a supply now to water others. So keep in mind, a few practical points just to help you in your morning time. First of all, your morning time is based on a love for the Lord.
Amen.
So before we go, we're going to tell the Lord we love Him. Secondly, your love for the Lord should beckon you to cry out to Him, to ask Him to satisfy you. Thirdly, your morning time should be a satisfaction to the Lord, but only after you've been satisfied. Only after you've been satisfied. And finally, if you want a supply to preach the gospel, to minister Christ to others, you need to have experienced this satisfaction, satisfy the Lord, and then you'll be able to water others. So before we go, I think we have until 45, right? Am I right, brothers? Okay. You have a quality time with the Lord. Amen. Why don't we tell the Lord we love Him? Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you three times.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen.
Maybe start coming back at